این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth. Imam Khomeini's viewpoint about the Prophet of Allah, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny. The Prophet of Islam, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him, has offered many martyrs to Islam in his wars. The commander of the faithful, may God's peace be upon him, lost a number of his dear companions in his wars. The doyen of the martyrs, may God's peace be upon him, has sacrificed himself and all of his dear family in the cause of Allah. God willing, your martyrs, dear family of the martyrs, will be associated with those martyrs. There will be no sorrows if we offer martyrs in the cause of Islam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Quran. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini said that it is the Quran that guides us to the lofty purposes to which we intuitively turn while we are unaware of ourselves. Now, obviously, the Quran is the book of guidance. We know that, and Allah has said the Quran on the Prophet for our guidance, and even the prophets are for our guidance as the teachers of the book. And therefore, this is the purpose of the Quran, that it takes us towards the perfection. And the lofty purposes that are seen, the guidance that is being made in the Quran, it takes us towards the perfection. Therefore, we see there are many stories in the Quran which are from the other prophets who have passed away. For example, the Prophet Moses, the Prophet Abraham, the story of Prophet Jesus, the story of Prophet Adam. There are many other, the story of Prophet Noah. It is all in order to take us towards perfection. The guidance which is there, the story of the magicians and the Prophet Moses, that how magicians, they turn towards the Prophet Moses and they accepted the Islam at that time, how they accepted the oneness of God and they denied worshipping the king or pharaoh at that time. So all these things shows us that the Quran itself is the book of guidance. It is showing us the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi. Sallallahu alayhi.
We intuitively turn while we are unaware of ourselves. Why? Because the book of the Quran, it is a nur, it is a light. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that the knowledge and the book is a nur, and we need to go towards this light, this nur, which is the book actually. And Allah also says that Allahu waliyul ladina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. Allah is the close guardian of those who believed in him, and he takes them out from the darknesses towards the light. And on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter Nisa, verse number 174, that Ya ayyuhan nas, O the mankind. So here Allah is talking to the mankind as a whole. Qad ja'akum burhanum min rabbikum. Certainly our messenger, he has come to you with the convincing proof from your Lord. وَأَنزَلْنَا, and we have sent down إِلَيْكُمْ, towards you, نُورًا مُبِينًا, a clear light, which is Quran. Therefore, this Quran is the light, and whoever gets this light, obviously he observes the truth, and when he observes the truth, he goes towards the right path.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha.